This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Dr. Melanie Carminati. She is a doctor of physical therapy and owner of Inspira Physical Therapy in Pilates in Park Slope, Brooklyn. She specializes in complex orthopedics and pelvic floor physical therapy. And Dr. Carminati, really a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, what is pelvic floor physical therapy?
So pelvic floor physical therapy is a very comprehensive type of physical therapy where we look at the whole person from head to toe, but we give extra attention to the abdomen, to the hips, to the lumbar spine, and then more specifically to the pelvic floor muscles. So many people don't know about the pelvic floor muscles, but in our pelvis, we actually have muscles. These muscles help us to urinate, to have bowel movements, for sexual function, for support, stability in our pelvis, hip, low back region. And so these muscles sometimes can become dysfunctional, and this will manifest in the form of pain or urinary incontinence or bowel incontinence or different specific pain symptoms like pain during intercourse or even pain with urination and bowel movements. So that is what pelvic floor physical therapy incorporates and what we focus on in treatment, and it is available for both men and women.
Now, your response certainly is most helpful. I appreciate that. Now, so who can this therapy actually help?
Yeah, so pelvic floor physical therapy is for men and women, and it can help people who have pelvic pain, who are having difficulties with bowel movements, urination, who might be having endometriosis. This is a disease, systemic disease that affects primarily women, although there has been some research that shows it is present in some men. Additionally, we see many women prenatal when they're pregnant, when they're preparing for delivery, and we work with them on that. We see women also postnatal, meaning after they give birth, because after you have a vaginal delivery or a C-section or however you bring the baby into this world, there can be different musculoskeletal dysfunctions and presentations, meaning that the muscles and the tissues in the pelvic floor perineal area may have been impacted by the delivery. So it's a wide range of people that we work with. At our office, we see adults only. There are some places that work with pediatric PT patients for pelvic floor physical therapy. However, those patients, if they are pediatric, they are not doing any hands-on in the pelvic floor. It's mainly habit retraining and some orthopedic specific exercises tailored to the pelvic floor. So it's a wide range, but I can tell you that at our office, it's adults, both men and women, 18 through 80 beyond. So large age range.
Yeah, I definitely say so. Some good details and feedback there as well. Tell me also, why is pelvic floor health important, especially this particular month?
So this month is Women's Health Month. We're coming up on International Women's Day as well. And this month is Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a disease that affects 1 in 10 women worldwide. And it is a disease that is often misunderstood, and the research shows that it can take up to 8 to 10 years to even receive that diagnosis. And we are very passionate about this disease because, as pelvic floor physical therapists, myself included, there are many women who come to our office who have symptoms of endometriosis, who might not know what endometriosis is, or might not even know the pathway to find out how to get care and to get help. So this month is really special because we are spreading awareness about endometriosis.
Certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. We've been speaking with Dr. Melanie Carminati. She is a doctor of physical therapy and owner of Inspira Physical Therapy and Pilates in Park Slope, Brooklyn, New York, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Chiropractic. channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, what are you doing to expand the knowledge about all this? I'm sure listeners would like to hear some details on that.
Yeah, so this month we actually have an endometriosis symposium scheduled on Thursday, March 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be at our office at 275 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And we will be hosting different endometriosis surgeons and pain psychologists. My team and other pain physiatrists will be discussing pain management for endometriosis because one of the common symptoms that women experience is extremely painful periods, but also pelvic pain that is not specific to their menstrual cycle. So we're having that event. There will be different physicians, as I mentioned, and opportunities for question and answers, as well as some art will be on display by Kyung Jian Miranda, who was featured in the documentary Below the Belt. We showed this documentary last year at our endometriosis event last year in Brooklyn. And we are looking forward to this event. It's going to be jam-packed, and the night will close out with actually Deborah Kopakin, who is a New York Times bestselling author of Lady Parts. So we have many special people coming to our office on March 21st, Thursday here in Brooklyn at 6 o'clock in the evening. There will be food, and I hope that as many people who are local are able to make it.
Excellent. Certainly do appreciate all your endeavors here and for your impact in the space. Before you go, tell us, how can people find out more details, especially on your practice? Where can they get more information?
Yeah, the website is brooklynphysicaltherapy.com, spelled out. Additionally, if they are wanting to call or text our office at 929-295-6566, we can give them direct help with that. And if they are on Eventbrite, this event is available for ticket purchase on Eventbrite. You would just look up Endometriosis Symposium Brooklyn 2024.
Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
If you are someone who is having pelvic pain and you've had it for some time and it's impacting your life, your sexual life, your day-to-day life, whatever activities, exercises that you normally do, please seek out care from a pelvic floor physical therapist. It is a specialty of physical therapy, and we can definitely help you with pelvic pain and managing those symptoms and guide you in the right direction to other providers if needed.
Again, Dr. Carminati, we want to thank you once again for joining us here today. Again, folks, it is brooklynphysicaltherapy.com. Dr. Carminati, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're certainly more than welcome. My pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Melanie Carminati, a doctor of physical therapy and owner of Inspira Physical Therapy and Pilates in Park Slope, Brooklyn, New York. And again, for all the details, visit brooklynphysicaltherapy.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.